From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This week, we have begun a series of studies on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in John chapter 4 and verse 14. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. He who is a believer in Jesus finds enough in his Lord to satisfy him now and to content him forevermore. The believer is not the man whose days are weary for want of comfort and whose nights are long from absence of heart-cheering thought, for he finds in religion such a spring of joy, such a fountain of consolation, that he is content and happy. Put him in a dungeon, and he will find good company. Place him in a barren wilderness, he will eat the bread of heaven. Drive him away from friendship, he will meet the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Blast all his gourds, and he will find shadow beneath the rock of ages. Sap the foundation of his earthly hopes, but his heart will still be fixed, trusting in the Lord. The heart is as insatiable as the grave till Jesus enters it, and then it is a cup full to overflowing. There is such a fullness in Christ that He alone is the believer's all. The true saint is so completely satisfied with the all-sufficiency of Jesus that he thirsts no more, except it be for deeper draughts of the living fountain. In that sweet manner, believer, shalt thou thirst. It shall not be a thirst of pain, but of loving desire. Thou wilt find it a sweet thing to be panting after a fuller enjoyment of Jesus' love. One in days of yore said, I have been sinking my bucket down into the well full often, but now my thirst after Jesus has become so insatiable that I long to put the well itself to my lips and drink right on. Is this the feeling of thine heart now, believer? Dost thou feel that all thy desires are satisfied in Jesus, and that thou hast no want now but to know more of Him and to have closer fellowship with Him? Then come continually to the fountain, and take of the water of life freely. Jesus will never think you take too much, but will ever welcome you, saying, Drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved.
Yeah.
Pastor A. W. Tozer was one of the spiritual giants of the 20th century. A self-made scholar with an insatiable hunger for the deep things of God, he was known to often burn the midnight oil in his study, seeking a more profound experience of his Lord and Savior. His book, The Pursuit of God, is the result of long meditation and much prayer. It is not a collection of sermons. It does not deal with the pulpit and the pew, but with the soul athirst for God. Some of the chapter titles include Apprehending God, The Gaze of the Soul, and Meekness and Rest. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God. This week, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in a much misunderstood area among many Christians, the doctrine of the person and work of the Holy Spirit. In commencing this extensive series, he first of all has been explaining the importance of the study. He's emphasized that this doctrine is one of the two pillars upon which the entire gospel is built, the giving of the Son for God's people and the giving of the Spirit to his people. So the Holy Spirit is of equal importance with the Son in the redemption of God's people. Furthermore, there is no service for God apart from the Holy Spirit. As we'll see today, the entire gospel economy is called the ministration of the Spirit. Then, it is vital to understand that the Spirit testifies of Christ and not of himself. Now Dr. Cairns will conclude this introductory message on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
The Lord Jesus empowered his disciples, and so the Holy Ghost gives power to us today. Without him, there is no power. What I'm saying is this. that we can no more be disciples of Christ without the Holy Ghost than the disciples could have been without Jesus Christ. Therefore, it's imperative that we know the biblical doctrine of the Spirit of God. There's a third reason why we must do this study, and I'm only going to mention this one. In 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 8, the entire gospel economy is known as the ministration of the Spirit. That's a wonderful title for this. And therefore, we must know the Scripture doctrine of the Holy Ghost. I want you to get this. The gospel is the ministration of the Spirit. We're not going to try and expound that at the moment. That will come in due course. But I'm going to say this to you, and it's time we learned it. Christianity is more than a written revelation. Now, it is a written revelation. I believe in the inspiration of this old book of God. God inspired men to write. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Yes, we have a written revelation. But I want to tell you something. Believing that never saved anybody. And believing that never did a work for God alone. Because while Christianity is based on a written revelation, it is more than a mere written revelation. It is that written revelation vitally and powerfully employed by the Holy Ghost to apply the merits of Christ to guilty sinners, to save them, and to crush all the enmity of the devil against them. You see, a heresy, and I'm going to be bold to call it a heresy, that has become very prevalent among Christians, is that the Bible was inspired of God. Now, there is nothing in Scripture to teach that. The Bible is inspired of God, not was. Oh, I know it was given by the breath of God, but the Bible is still the vital Word of God. In other words, you cannot fossilize Christianity by simply taking a dead letter and excluding the author of the book. That's what we have tried to do, unfortunately. Let's learn this. The gospel of Jesus Christ in its operation is called the ministration of the Spirit. Orthodoxy can be dead. My, it is so often dead. I believe in the importance of being orthodox. I believe in the importance of the old Reformed faith, as it's called, and I make no apology for that. Our students, however, will bear me witness that I have often warned them against an orthodoxy and a Calvinism that is egghead. I think that's a very good description of it. It is just dead from the neck up. We come across it all the time. Oh yes, they have got their doctrine right. So they say. But I want to tell you, any doctrine that excludes the working of the Holy Ghost from it is not entirely right at all. This is the ministration of the Spirit. Therefore, our urgent need today is to get back to what the Holy Spirit has written in His Word and to find out what He says that we may humble our hearts before Him, and that we may know Him working through the Word. If this Bible as it's preached doesn't have an effect on the lives of those to whom it's preached, then the Spirit isn't ministering. The ministration of the Spirit. There's one final important reason why we must, in these days, pay attention to the doctrine of the Holy Ghost. And that's the confusion caused by satanic counterfeits of the Spirit at His work. They make it necessary for us to know the biblical doctrine in its clarity. Over in 2 Corinthians 11, you have a very interesting statement by the Apostle Paul. Verse 4, he's upbraiding these people that they would fall for anything rather than the truth, and they would give way to any apostate or any counterfeit rather than acknowledge Him. And he says, if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another Spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with Him. Now watch that carefully. Here's what Paul is telling these Corinthians. There is another Jesus. Another Jesus. Listen, my friend. Don't run away with the idea that because somebody mentions the name Jesus in his preaching, he's a Christian preacher, or he's a preacher of this book. Paul warns them, there is another Jesus. And I'm going to be very bold to make this statement, that the Jesus whom the Pope of Rome preaches is not the Jesus of this book. The Jesus of the modernists is not the Jesus of this book. The Jesus of the existentialist is not the Jesus of this book. The Jesus of many charismatics, I will say many, because I cannot say all. I think there are some who labor under a delusion, but nonetheless who desire the truth. There are many, however, who are presenting a Jesus who is not the Jesus of this book. There is another Jesus. And notice, there is another Spirit. Another Spirit. Do not run away with the idea that because men name the Spirit and say that they walk in the Spirit and they do miracles in the Spirit, that they are necessarily talking about the Spirit of the living God as He's revealed in this book. There is another Spirit. And there is another gospel. Now obviously that leads to confusion. There is a great masquerading under the name of the Holy Spirit, of that evil spirit from Satan himself. Now, how do we know the difference? Now, let me be very frank with you. It's not enough to say, well, this is not what we have always known in our Protestant churches. That's not enough. Protestant churches could always have been wrong. There is only one way that we can find out the truth on the matter of the Holy Spirit of God, and that is what He says in this book to the law and to the testimony. This is the standard. Now I have to be honest that here we have a difficulty. And I have felt this right from the moment I decided that I ought to do this study. That the Holy Spirit does not testify of Himself. And we've got to understand that. The Holy Spirit teaches a lot about himself in this book, but he doesn't testify of himself. In other words, you can't make the Holy Ghost the great end of all your study. So many charismatics and Pentecostalists go wrong there, that they have a theology of the Spirit which makes the Holy Spirit the great end of all Christian experience. That is not so. He testifies of Christ. But as we seek the Lord and come to Him to pray that He will teach us what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit in order that we may the more clearly see Christ, then bless God, He will show us the truth. We need today the Holy Ghost. This church needs a visitation of the Holy Ghost. This preacher needs a visitation of the Holy Ghost. We need to get beyond the corpse. For that's what Christianity without the Holy Ghost is, just a corpse. You remember God made Adam of the dust of the ground. Fine figure of a man. I don't believe there ever was such a perfect physique among the sons of men as Adam's. God made him. There he was. Perfect body. You can admire that wonderful handiwork of God. But until God breathed into him the breath of life, nothing. That body, useless for any work for God until God breathed into him the breath of life. It's not for nothing that the Lord Jesus used the same symbolism when he breathed on his disciples and he said, "Receive the Spirit of God." Today, we need to cry to God, "Lord, save us from the corpse of a religion that excludes the Holy Ghost." May God teach us the truth about the Spirit, and in teaching us the truth, may He lead us into the experience of God the Holy Spirit in all the fullness of His working and all the exhibition of His power. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the person and for the work of the Spirit of God. And Lord, we pray today that Thou wilt stamp on our hearts the necessity of us knowing our God as He's revealed in Scripture. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt stamp this on every soul here. And if there are men and women or young people here who know not God in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that they will come to know Him, whom to know is life eternal. Our God, we pray for those who know Christ as Savior, but yet they need a deepened knowledge of the One who saved them. They need especially an experimental knowledge of the working of the Spirit of God in their hearts. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt take Thy Word and use it to drive God's people to their knees. And drive God's people to the open book of God, to cry to God that He will, by His Spirit, reveal Himself. Lord, grant that Thou wilt bring us into a living, vital experience of our God. Lord, we need Thee. We confess that this is a day of the counterfeit. We confess that this is a day of emptiness, of sham, of the empty shell, of arrant hypocrisy. We confess, our God, that the vital reality of Bible Christianity is little seen in our day. And, O God, we ask Thee that Thou wilt deal with our hearts and lead us into the experience of that. Lord, hear our cry. Guide our studies in the weeks to come in the Word of God, and grant that the Spirit of the Lord Himself will come and grace this place with His presence and power. Write Thy Word now in every soul. Take us our several ways in safety. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Establish Thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish Thou. We ask in Jesus' name, and for His sake and glory alone. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.